The results of a new study on LA's demographics were released today, suggesting that the City of Angels ain't what it used to be. Booming population growth was normal for the city in the 80s and 90s, but that flood of newcomers has slowly died down in the last decade. I'm talking with Michelle Decker, who is a research assistant on a new report released by USC looking at population in the LA area. Michelle, can you tell me what you learned from this study?
Mm-hmm.
So immigration levels are declining?
Yeah, they're stabilizing and declining.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are fewer children in the Los Angeles area?
Mm-hmm.
And there are increasing number of elderly residents?
Yes.
Okay. Any other takeaways beside those? Are those really the big three?
Those are kind of the big three.
Okay.
Yeah. The shrinking share of children is important in and of itself. But paired with the exploding numbers of baby boomer generation, the elderly, it becomes a crisis. I think the other big takeaway is that, you know, our perspectives on things and kind of the perspectives that generate public policy have changed. You know, the 1990 census reported huge, you know, increases in the population and immigration, you know. So instead, we're going to find a more ethnically and racially balanced city.
What does this mean to LA residents between now and 2030?
No longer should we base public policy on some of those older trends, kind of the inculcated views about kind of this rapid growth, out of control immigration, exploding youth, and instead look at the new perspective.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me, Michelle Decker. The report was authored by Dowell Myers and John Pickman. It can be viewed online at USC's Pop Dynamics website, part of the Saul Price School of Public Policy.